Welcome back. This is Shlomo Schwartz. We are learning Masechta Pesachim, and we are in the middle of Perek Dalet up to Mishnah Ches. Mishnah Ches starts off by telling us, Shisha Dvarim, there were six things, Asu Anche Yericho, that the people of Yericho did. Al Shlosha, three of these six, Michu Biyadam, the Chachamim protested and reproved them for doing it because they did not approve. Vashlosha, and the other three, even though they did not approve, lo michu biyadam, they did not reprove them, they did not openly protest. For all these six things, the Chacham did not agree with, but only three of them did they protest. Says the Mishnah, continues the Mishnah, ve'elohin shalom michu biyadam. The following are the three things that they did not protest and reprove them for. Number one, markivim dekolim kol hayayim. The entire 14th of Nisan, Erev Pesach, which included both before Chatzos and after Chatzos, they were busy with grafting the palm trees because they were concerned that there would be a hefset, and so therefore they were doing it all day, not just until Chatzos, but throughout the day. V'korchin es Shema, and they would shorten Shema, and the Bartanura gives us two pshatim. One is either that they did not say Baruch Shem Kavod Malchuso Le'olam Va'ed after saying Shema, or they did not make the appropriate break between Echad after Shema, after the Pasuk of Shema, and starting Ve'ahavta, because you're supposed to emphasize and extend the Ches and Dalid of Shema. So they would abbreviate it. V'kotzrin V'gotchin L'fnei Omer. And they would cut and then stack the tefua, the grains, before the Omer. V'lo michu biyadam. In all these three cases, the Chacham did not protest. What was the case, the last one, of Kotzrin V'gotchin? So it's important to understand that in Eretz Yisrael, it is prohibited from cutting any of the five types of grains before the cutting of the Omer. Pasuk says in Vayikra Chav Gimel that, referring to the Omer, it says Reshis Katzirchem, and we interpret it that it means that it's supposed to be the first of that which is cut. So you have to wait and show kavod and respect for the Omer. The Gemara, however, explains that that's only tefua and grains that would be appropriate to bring for the Omer, but the tefua that is in the Beis HaShlachim, which means if it's in fields that are lower down in the valleys that require irrigation, that is tefua of an inferior quality, which you would not bring for the Omer. In those areas, you would be allowed to cut the grains, the tefua, before the Omer. However, you would not be allowed to stack that tefua until after the Omer is brought. So In this case here, they would do it before the Omer. That is the cutting and the stacking. Now the Mishna continues. Ve'elu shemicha biyadam. The following three things the Chachamim did in fact openly protest, and they were the following: matirin gamzio shel hegdish. The Anshe Yericho, the people of Yericho, would permit the gamzio shel hegdish. Those refer to, the Bartanura says, things that grow from a tree that was given to Hegdish, because they held that the branches, for example, from the tree could be used, because only the fruits of the tree were mukdash and have been sanctified, but the other parts of the tree can be used. That's one pshat the Bartanura brings down. They would also eat from the fallen fruits on Shabbos and Yom Tov as well, even though they did not know whether those fallen fruits had fallen on Shabbos or Yom Tov, or they had fallen in the previous day. And therefore, it would depending on when it fell, that would determine whether it was mutar or asr, because it might be muktzah. Benosnin peyo layerek. And they would also treat the vegetables that grow in the fields to the laws of peyo, and they would leave it for the aniyim. Problem with that is that Yerek is not subject to the laws of Peah. It's Peah only applies to things that are stored long term and vegetables are not. So therefore they should be collected from the field and not left for the poor people. And the consequence of that is that therefore they are subject to giving miser. And by leaving the yerek in the field, aniyim might get confused and assume that this is peya, and therefore they would eat it without having miser taken off of the yerek. So in all these three cases, umichu biyadim chachamim. Chachamim protested that they felt it is very, very inappropriate. They reproved the Anshei Yericho for doing these practices. In a similar vein, the Mishnah continues on Mishnah Tes and discusses six things that Chizkiya HaMelech did and how the Chachamim reacted to these six things. So it says the Mishnah, Shisha Dvorim Asa Chizkiya HaMelech. There are six things that Chizkiya HaMelech did. Ashlosha Hodu Lo Chachamim, Hodu Lo. On three of them, the Chachamim agreed to what he had done. Ashlosha Lo Hodu Lo. And on three of them, they did not agree. It doesn't say they protested. It doesn't say that they reprimanded him. It just said they did not agree. Ger Atzmos Aviv. He dragged the bones of his father who was Achaz, who was not King Melech Achaz, who was a Rasha. So he dragged his bones al mita shel chavolim, on a bed made out of ropes, which was not kavod, which is not the way the body of a king is treated. And the reason he did this, says the Bar Tanura, one of two reasons, either that it should be a kapara, the bezoyon being shown to the mess would be a kapara for the mace, also that other rishoyim should see the consequences of his actions, and therefore would think twice before following in his footsteps. Vahodulo and the Chachamim agreed. Kites nechash hanechoshes. He also went ahead and crushed the brazen serpent because the people in his day were offering incense to it. Vahodulo and the Chachamim agreed. Gonaz Sefer Refuas. They had a book of remedies, which he hid. Vahodulo and the Chachamim agreed. The reason why he hid it is because illness has a benefit in that it causes the person to be remorseful and realize that he's vulnerable and that he should repent and reconsider his actions. And so there is a benefit to illness. It makes a person feel a little bit more serious that his days or her days might be numbered, and to try and make the best of it. But he was gone as it because since people were able to easily heal themselves from illnesses, they did not benefit from what illnesses could bring. The attitude and the remorse that it could bring. So therefore, Vahodulo, they agreed with him on this as well, and those three things mentioned first in the Mishnah, the Chachamim agreed with. Ashlosha lo hodulo. However, there were three things that they did not agree with him on. Number one, Kitzeitz Telaso Shel Heichal. He cut down from the doors of the Heichal, which on the border had gold. He took off the gold, Veshigra Lamelech Ashur, and he sent it as a gift of appeasement to the king of Asher, so that the king of Asher should not wage war with him. Lahodulo, and the Chachamim did not agree with that. The Bar Tanur explains the reason that he did not agree is because he should have had bitachon b'Hashem, that Hashem would save him and Hashem would protect him. Secondly, Sosa me Gichon, he stuffed up the waters of Gichon, Ha'elyon, again to cut off the water supply of the armies of Asher, and here too v'lahodulo, for the same reason that he should have had bitachon in Hashem, that Hashem would protect him. Finally, Iber Nisan b'Nisan, he made a leap year and added an extra month, and therefore delayed Pesach by adding an extra month when it already was appropriate to be Nisan. In other words, the 30th day of Adar, which is in reality most often Nisan, and is appropriate to be the beginning of Nisan. At that point, he was ma'aber the year and added another month and extended the year, and that is considered too late. It should be done earlier in Adar, not on the 30th of Adar, and therefore v'lahodilo, the Chachamim did not agree with him on this either. With this, we end Mishnah Tes and Perek Dalet, and look forward to continuing with you on the next session with Perek Hey.